Every now and then, the smooth ride of relationships feel like you have left the main highway, and now you're journeying on the bumpy side roads of life. And this ride is so bumpy that you feel like you're ready to jump out of the car altogether. All you're doing is dodging marital minefields, and every so often you step on one of those mines and it explodes into a more relational danger. You keep saying to yourself, I didn't sign up for this. The roller coaster ride of relationships is stuck on the downward slope, and the seatbelts are too tight to get you out, even though that's something that you want to do. Allow the Relationship Therapy podcast to get you through the steps of these problems.
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Tony Miller Sr., and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to let everyone know what happened last week. There was no episode. There was no episode because I was sick with the flu. I'm better now. I'm ready to give you some more information, and we're going to double up on some of these episodes during the latter part of this month or the first part of next month. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to announce that. But now let's get into this week's information. At some point in every relationship, there will be a time where it seems that the two of you just can't see eye to eye. There's an undercurrent of drama that has maneuvered its way in your relationship. And for many couples, you may not know the reason why, or even how it happened, or when it happened. You're not speaking. You're barely making eye contact. And it's just like all hell has broken through your relationship. And you're clueless in finding out what you're going to do about it. There are disagreements after disagreements, arguments after arguments, and still more problems after problems. And you are contending with this every single day. This is not about being caught in infidelity or finding somebody has a side piece. No, this is just the everyday type of things that are in relationships. It's more like a nagging nuisance, like a toothache that just won't go away. What will you do? What will you do? Can you actually just sit idly by as your relationship possibly disintegrates right before your eyes? When this creeps up in your relationship, it's not the time to think that silence is golden. Silence is far from golden at this point. This is involving your mate, and it's involving your relationship. I truly believe a huge dose of humility will serve both of you well. How you handle this right now will play a significant role in how far and how deep your relationship will go. At this moment is the time when you should have active conversation. I call it active conversation because there's so many things that you need to maneuver through. And because it is there, the issues are there, and they keep surfacing and surfacing and surfacing. You cannot, you must not put it off. Now is the time to deal with it before it's too late. What I mean by active conversation is when you both settle your battle weapons, and so that you both can go through this excruciating pain of hearing both sides clearly and come to a meeting of the minds. If you do this correctly, you're not only salvage the relationship, but you just might make it stronger. Active conversations involves talking, but not attacking. It involves listening while incorporating hearing. This is not a time to attack to win, nor is it a time for listening just to talk. This may be different for you, and it's going to take some work. It's going to be difficult. But if you work it together, you will come out victorious at the end. So let's go through these six steps of active conversation. Let's go through these six steps of active conversation. Step number one, acknowledge and not avoid the hard facts of the conversation. This is the first step we must talk about. When we go into active conversations, you must acknowledge and not avoid the hard facts in the conversation. What I'm saying is there may be some things mentioned that hits you the wrong way, but it's your job to listen while the other person is speaking. You're going to have an opportunity, but right now, while the other person's speaking, you should be listening. I never said this whole process was going to be easy. That's why sometimes relationships can be hard. Many of the problems we deal with within relationships is because there is no ownership taken. Just because we don't like the facts doesn't mean we blow up the conversation, or even worse, the whole relationship. Acknowledge it, own it, and don't avoid it. Confession is good for the soul. Allow the air to be cleared by your mate, and then your turn will come. The thing that they're talking about could be something as small about what you do in the bathroom, or maybe something even bigger that just irritates them every time you do it. Can I give a good example of this within my own marriage? I spoke in an early episode when my wife Valerie was on, we talked about tardiness versus being before time. I like to arrive somewhere prior to the time I'm supposed to get there. Whereas with my wife, she was time challenged. We had had several active conversations about this, and it seemed like it was not getting any better until one day, she saw the importance of arriving on or before time. She saw it for herself. We don't have to have that conversation anymore. Receive what's being stated and take it through this process and follow these guidelines to help grow your relationship. Number two, is comprehend what's being communicated. This is often what starts disagreements in relationships. The couple is speaking, but they're speaking two different languages. They're saying the same thing, but they're saying it in different ways. They're probably having a hard time communicating because the languages are different. And this can be very difficult. It's different, but it's not wrong. And in some cases, when it's received hostily. That's why comprehension is so important during active conversations. It's not how you hear, but how they meant it. But on the same token as the communicator, you have to deliver it in such a way that it can be clearly comprehended. In other words, you have to speak their language so that they can understand. When you take step one, when I said acknowledge and not avoid it, it's easier to comprehend. I talk so much about communication in this podcast, but because it is one of the foundational strengths of any relationship. You find me a relationship that has a great communication and great comprehension, you're probably going to find a couple that has a great relationship. As you listen to each other, you'll find a lot of the answers that you were seeking in what was just stated. I see it oftentimes when I'm counseling with a couple, I allow them to do most of the talking. And before they finish all that they're trying to share, they start smiling at each other because the light bulb has just went off in their heads. They see what their issue is, or they see the solution. So take time to make sure that what you heard is really what you heard. Ask questions if you have to. Number three is think it through thoroughly before responding. This is so important because feelings are involved. Why do I say that? Some people may be sensitive to words that they hear. How you say what's on your heart may mean more to them than what you actually say. Let me explain. If I'm in a crowded room and my cell phone goes off and I'm trying to talk on the phone, but I can't hear because the room is crowded and people are talking, what happens in that room if I just yell, "Shut up, I can't hear"? What do you think the response of the people is going to be? Or would it be better received if I said it this way? "Excuse me, guys, can you please hold it down for a quick second so I can hear what they're saying?" Which one would they receive better? I'm pretty confident that the second one would be more conducive for getting the best results that you're seeking. All I'm saying is words can attack if they're used as weapons. We should never use words as weapons against our significant other. Never did I say, don't say what's on your mind, but you should season your words with salt. That's why I'm a huge proponent of strengthening your vocabulary, because when you strengthen your vocabulary, you can start saying things in a way that is more receptive. You got to find words that heal and not words that hurt. You must stick to the point of what you're trying to get across, but don't treat your mate as if they're the enemy, because they're not the enemy. I believe that when you think it through thoroughly before you respond, your point can be received and feelings can be left intact. So far we've talked about acknowledge and not avoid the hard facts of the conversation. Number two, we said comprehend what's being communicated. We just finished with think it through thoroughly before responding, but let's go on to number four, and that is investigate the information from all angles. When we jump to the wrong conclusion, most of the time it's because we didn't take time to investigate the information from every single angle. Basically, what I'm saying is this: we have to get to the point to where we see how what affects our mate and how it doesn't affect us. No, it doesn't bother you, but it does bother them. And we cannot make an assessment based on it just not bothering us, but it's bothering them. This relationship is not all about you and it's not all about your feelings. Your significant other has feelings as well. I had to learn this the hard way in my relationship. Just because I view things differently than the way my wife views them doesn't equate to my wife being wrong. It's just different. And different doesn't mean wrong. I was guilty of that. I thought that I had all the answers until I began to realize that she has the freedom to see things from her perspective and not be judged for it. All I'm trying to do is encourage you to see why they see it the way they do. The difference could be something as simple as their background or their upbringing, something that they were taught, or even based on how they were programmed in their childhood or even in the environment they grew up in. Seeing things differently than you could be a strong possibility. And it's okay to be different, because different doesn't mean wrong. Your difference shouldn't diminish your love or your relationship. It should actually strengthen it. Learn to see things from all angles before you pass judgment. There may be a story or even a reason behind the way they're processing that information. So investigate the information from all angles, and I'm certain you'll be glad that you did. Step number 5 is verbally voice your informed feedback. Each of these seem to play off of each other. It's almost like you have to achieve one in order to move to the next step. But isn't that how we grow in life? Isn't that how we grow in relationships? Always taking next steps? In this step, it is encouraging you to say peaceful things. Relationships should never be one-sided. Both people should be involved and have access to the microphone, so to speak. Without your voice, it's almost impossible to know what you're feeling or what you're thinking. And that same thing applies to your mate. You both need to be heard. Let me stop right here and say this. If you are in a one-sided conversation and relationship, for that matter, you're only existing and you're not fully enjoying the true power of what that relationship can achieve. Your voice is needed to bring a balance to the relationship, because when your voice is heard, you bring things from your perspective, and that's important. So when you do speak, you speak in a voice when you have informed feedback. Anytime something is in off balance, it makes a lot of the other moving pieces work that hard. That's why athletes who have injuries are hard at work at rebuilding the injured area, because the injury adds undue pressure to the other parts of the body. I'm not saying you're going to develop into some international orator or become a television newscaster, but I am saying when you verbally voice your informed feedback, you balance out the relationship. All I'm really trying to get across to you here is that your feedback and your voice matters. And their voice, your mate's voice, matters in the relationship. So make sure both of you are voicing with informed feedback. And here's step number 6, the final step. enhanced emotions can eliminate positive outcomes. You've been through this whole process, and all you feel at the end is anger? Is that all you receive from the process? And if that's so, maybe you've missed a step. Maybe you've misunderstood this whole process. This process is designed so that you can hear and be heard. Talk and be talked to. Notice yelling wasn't a part of the process. You both have some work to do. And if you entered this without having the win-win mentality, then you've gone about it all wrong. And that's what's causing you from being successful. However, when you're faced with the truth of who you are and not taking time to own it, you will come out of this thing draped with anger, but not anger with yourself because of who you are and won't change. No, you are lashed out anger at your mate. You're saying, how dare they say these things about me? But what about them? They have been carrying all of your imperfections around like dog tags, giving them constant reminders every single day. Don't allow enhanced emotions to eliminate the possibility of positive outcomes. See, when you have enhanced emotions, that means you're angry and you're not seeing things properly. You're not seeing things straight. This whole active conversation won't mean anything to you. Don't allow these enhanced emotions to go on another day. Because I believe if we see ourselves, there's some things that we can see that possibly will help enhance our relationship. One, you'll see that you have some work to do, and you'll see that for yourself. Two, you'll see that you're not perfect and you should be able to strive just a little bit harder to get there. Or three, you could see the stains that you've caused on your relationship because of how you are and are refusing to change. And you're blaming your mate or other people for how you are. Then that's who you are. You've got to do something about that. But don't let your emotions run wild and ruin what could possibly be an awesome relationship. Well, that's all I've got for you today. We talked about acknowledge and not avoid the hard facts of the conversation. Number two, we said comprehend what's being communicated. Number three, we said, think it through thoroughly before responding. And number four, investigate the information from all angles. Number five, verbally voice your informed feedback. And number six, enhance emotions can't eliminate positive outcomes. When you indulge in active conversation, take the steps seriously so that you can achieve positive outcomes. And when you see something that is worth looking at in the mirror, don't just look in the mirror. See an issue and don't do anything about it. Well, that's my time. I thank you for yours. And remember, it takes two to make a relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.